Welcome to this weekly Krishna Consciousness program, and I would like to extend a very warm welcome invitation to all our listeners to the Hare Krishna Temple, which is at 1229 Coatesville Riverhead Highway, also known as Highway 28. We are at the temple every Sundays. We hold a special public program starting at 11:30 with bhajans and kirtans. Then we have aarti at 12:30 of their lordships, followed by discourse on the philosophy of Krishna consciousness. Then we have the Guru Puja at 2 o'clock, and we finish the day's program at 2:30 with the vegetarian feast. Please come along and join us and find out for yourself what is Krishna consciousness all about. Today I'm going to talk about in Krishna consciousness, on your way to moksha or salvation, if you make a mistake, what happens then? Lord Krishna in Bhagavad Gita chapter 4 text 36 says, api ched asi pape bhaya sarve bhaya pap krite tamaha sarvam jnanam palave naiva vrijanam santarishyase. Even if you are considered to be the most sinful of all sinners, when you are situated in the boat of transcendental knowledge, you will be able to cross the ocean of mercy of miseries. Proper understanding of one's constitutional position in relationship to Krishna is so nice that it can at once lift one from the struggle for existence which goes on in the ocean of nations. This material world is sometimes regarded as an ocean of nuisance and sometimes as a blazing forest. In the ocean, however expert a swimmer may be, the struggle for existence is very severe. If someone comes forward and lifts the struggling swimmer from the ocean, he is the greatest savior. Perfect knowledge received from the Supreme Personality of Godhead is the path of liberation. The boat of Krishna consciousness is very simple, but at the same time, the most sublime. अपिच चेत सुदुराचारो भजते माम अनन्य भाग साधु सा मंतव्य समयाग वयावसे तो ही सहा. Even if one commits the most abominable action, if he is engaged in devotional service, he is to be considered saintly because he is properly situated in his determination. Bhagavad Gita, chapter 9, text 30. The word sudaracharo used in this verse is very significant, and we should understand it properly. When a living entity is conditioned, he has two kinds of activities. One is conditional and the other is constitutional. As for protecting the body or abiding by the rules of society and state, certainly they are different activities, even for the devotees, in connection with conditional life. And such activities are called conditional. Besides this, the living entity who is fully conscious of his spiritual nature and is engaged in Krishna consciousness or the devotional service of the Lord has activities which are called transcendental. Such activities are performed in his constitutional position and they are technically called devotional service. Now in the conditional stage, sometimes devotional service and the conditional service in relation to the body will parallel one another. But then again, sometimes these activities become opposed to one another. As far as possible, a devotee is very cautious so that he does not do anything that could disrupt his wholesome condition. He knows that perfection in his activities depend on his progressive realization of Krishna consciousness. Sometimes, however, it may be seen that a person in Krishna consciousness commits some act which may be taken as most abominable, socially or politically. But such a temporary fall down does not disqualify him. In the Srimad Bhagavatam, it is stated that if a person falls down but is wholeheartedly engaged in the transcendental service of the Supreme Lord, the Lord, being situated within his heart, purifies him and excuses him from the abomination. The material contamination is so strong that even a yogi fully engaged in service of the Lord sometimes becomes snared. But Krishna consciousness is so strong that such an occasional fall down is at once rectified. Therefore, the process of devotional service is always a success. No one should deride a devotee for some accidental fall down from the ideal path. For as explained in the next verse, such occasional fall downs will be stopped in due course as soon as a devotee is completely situated in Krishna consciousness. Therefore, a person who is situated in Krishna consciousness and is engaged with determination in the process of chanting Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, should be considered to be in the transcendental position, even if he, by chance or accident, he is found to have fallen. The word sadhu reo is a saint, he is saintly, a very emphatic. They are a warning to the non-devotees that because of an accidental fall down, a devotee should not be derided. He should still be considered saintly, even if he has accidentally fallen down. And the word mantavya is still more emphatic. If one does not follow his rule and derides a devotee for his accidental fall down, then one is disobeying the order of the Supreme Lord. The only qualification for a devotee is to be unflinchingly and exclusively engaged in devotional service. In the Narasimha Puran, the following statement is given: Bhagavati cha haraho ananya cheta brasaho malino pi vrijyato manusuyaha nahi sasya kalosak cha bhij kadhya chitte तिमिर प्रभावात्म उपैति चंद्र. द मीनिंग इज दैट इवन इफ वन फुली इंगेज्ड इन डिवोशनल सर्विस ऑफ द लॉर्ड इज समटाइम्स फाउंड इंगेज्ड इन अबोमिनेबल activities. These activities should be considered to be like the spots that resemble the mark of a rabbit on the moon. Such a spot does not become an impediment to the diffusion of moonlight. Similarly, the accidental fall down of a devotee from the path of saintly character does not make him abominable. On the other hand, one should not misunderstand that a devotee is transcendental devotional service can act in all kinds of abominable ways. This verse only refers to an accident due to the strong power of material connections. Devotional service is more or less a declaration of war against illusory energy. As long as one is not strong enough to fight the illusory energy, there may be accidental fall downs. But when one is strong enough, he is no longer subjected to such fall downs, as previously explained. No one should take advantage of this verse and commit nonsense and think that he is still a devotee. If he does not improve in his character by devotional service, then it is to be understood that he is not a high devotee. Chipram bhavati dharmatma sasvachanti nigachati kunteya prati jani name bhakteya pranshati. He quickly becomes righteous and attains lasting peace. O son of Kunti, declare it boldly that my devotee never perishes. Bhagavad Gita chapter 9 text 31. This should not be misunderstood. In the 7th chapter, the Lord says that one who is engaged in mischievous activities cannot become a devotee of the Lord. One who is not a devotee of the Lord has no good qualifications whatsoever. The question remains then, how can a person engaged in abominable activities, either by accident or by intention, be a pure devotee? This question may justly be raised. The miscreants, as stated in the 7th chapter, who never come to devotional service of the Lord, have no good qualifications, as is stated in Srimad Bhagavatam. Generally, a devotee who is engaged in the 9 kinds of devotional activities, engaged in the process of cleansing all material contamination from the heart, he puts the Supreme Personality of Godhead within his heart, and all sinful contaminations are naturally washed away. Continuous thinking of Supreme Lord makes him pure by nature. According to the Vedas, there is a certain regulation, and if one falls down from an exalted position, he has to undergo certain ritualistic processes to purify himself. But here there is no such condition, because the purifying process is already there in the heart of a devotee due to his remembering the Supreme Personality of Godhead constantly. Therefore, the chanting of Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare should be continued without disturbance. This will protect the devotee from all accidental fall downs. He will thus remain perpetually free from all material contaminations. This should not be misunderstood. In the 7th chapter, the Lord says that one who is engaged in mischievous activities cannot become a devotee of the Lord. One who is not a devotee of the Lord has no good qualification whatsoever. The question remains then, how can a person engaged in abominable activities, either by accident or by intention, be a pure devotee? This question may justly be raised. The miscreants stated in chapter 7, who never come to devotional service of the Lord have no good qualifications. As stated in Srimad Bhagavatam, generally a devotee who is engaged in nine kinds of devotional activities is engaged in the process of cleansing all material contamination from the heart. And anyone who started chanting the Mahamantra, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare, is already on the process. This Mahamantra is so powerful that it will cleanse anyone. The next step, understanding the power of the Lord. Etad yonini bhutani sarvaniti upadraya. अहम कृष्णस्य जगता प्रभाव परलीयस्ततः ऑल क्रिएटेड बीइंग्स हैव देयर सोर्स इन दीस टू नेचर्स ऑफ ऑल दैट इज मटेरियल एंड ऑल दैट इज स्पिरिचुअल इन दिस वर्ल्ड नो फॉर सर्टेन दैट आई एम बोथ द ओरिजिन एंड द डिसोल्यूशन भगवद गीता चैप्टर 7 टेक्स्ट 6 एवरीथिंग दैट एग्जिस्ट्स इज अ प्रोडक्ट ऑफ मैटर and spirit. Spirit is the basic field of creation, and the matter is created by spirit. Spirit is not created at a certain stage of material development. Rather, the material world is manifested only on the basis of spiritual energy. This material body is developed because spirit is present within matter. A child grows gradually to boyhood and then to manhood because the superior energy, spiritual soul, is present. Similarly, the entire cosmic manifestation of the gigantic universe is developed because of the presence of the super soul, Vishnu. Therefore, spirit and matter, which combine to manifest this gigantic universal form, are originally two energies of the Lord, and consequently the Lord is the original cause of everything. A fragmental part and parcel of the Lord, namely the living entity, may be the cause of a big skyscraper, a big factory, or even a big city, but he cannot be the cause of a big universe. The cause of a big universe is the big soul or the super soul, and Krishna the supreme is the cause of both the big and the small souls. Therefore, he is the original cause of all causes. This is confirmed in Katha Upanishad, Canto 2, Chapter 2, Text 13. Nityo nityanam chetas chetanam matapatram nanyat kinshchid asti dhananjaya mahi sarvam idam protram sutre maniganayo. Lord Krishna says, O conqueror of wealth, there is no truth superior to me. Everything rests upon me as pearls are strung on a thread. Bhagavad Gita chapter 7 text 7. There is a common controversy over whether the supreme absolute truth is personal or impersonal. As far as Bhagavad Gita is concerned, the absolute truth is personality of Godhead, Sri Krishna, and this is confirmed in every step. In this way, in particular, it is stressed that the absolute truth is a person, that the personality of Godhead is supreme absolute truth is also the affirmation of the Brahma Samhita, Ishwar Parama Krishna Sachidananda Vigraha. That is the supreme absolute. That is the supreme absolute truth. Personality of Godhead is Lord Krishna, who is the primal Lord, the reservoir of all pleasure, Govinda, and the eternal form of complete bliss and knowledge. These authorities leave no doubt that the absolute truth is the supreme person, the cause of all causes. The impersonalist, however, argues on the strength of the Vedic vision given in Svetavasvara Upanishad, chapter 3, 10, 10, text 10, Tato yad utratram tad arupam ananyam etad vidhur amrata sate bhavanti atetare dukham evapinyanti. In the material world, Brahma, the primal living entity within the universe, is understood to be the supreme among the demigods, human beings and lower animals. But beyond Brahma, there is the transcendence who has no material form and is free from all material contamination. Anyone who can know him also becomes transcendental, but those who do not know him suffer the miseries of the material world. The impersonalist puts more stress on the word arupam, but this arupam is not impersonal. It indicates that the transcendental form of eternity, bliss and knowledge is described in the Brahma Samhita quoted above. Next step. I am the father of the universe. Pita hum asya jagto mata dhata pitamaha vedyam pavitram omkara rig sam yajurye vacha. I am the father of this universe, the mother, the support and the grandsire. I am the object of knowledge, the purifier and the silver om. I am also rig and the sam in the yajurveda. Bhagavad Gita chapter 9, text 17. The entire cosmic manifestation, moving and non-moving, are manifested by different activities of Krishna's energy. In the material existence, we create different relationships with different living entities who are nothing but Krishna's marginal energy. Under the creation of Prakriti, some of them appear as our father, mother, grandfather, creator, etc. But actually they are parts and parcels of Krishna. As such, these living entities who appear to be our father, mother, etc. are nothing but Krishna. In this way, the word Dhata means creator. Not only as our father and mother, parts and parcels of Krishna, but the creator, grandmother, grandfather, etc. are also Krishna. Actually, any living entity being part and parcel of Krishna is Krishna. All the Vedas, therefore, aim only towards Krishna. Whatever we want to know through the Vedas is but a progressive step towards understanding Krishna. The subject matter which helps us purify our constitutional position is especially Krishna. Similarly, the living entity who is inquisitive to understand all Vedic principles is also part and parcel of Krishna. As such is also Krishna. In all the Vedic mantras, the word womb, called pranava, is the transcendental sound vibration, is also Krishna. And because all the hymns of the Vedas, the four Vedas, Sam, Yajur, Riga, and Atharva, the pranava or the Omkar is very prominent, it is understood to be Krishna. Gatir Bhrata Prabhava Shakshi Nivasa Saranam Surata Prabhava Paralaya Sthanam Nidhanam Bhijam Avyayam. I am the goal, the sustainer, the master, the witness, the abode, the refuge and the most dear friend. I am the creation and the annihilation, the basis of everything, the resting place and the eternal seat. Bhagavad Gita chapter 9, text 18. Gati means the destination, where we want to go. But the ultimate goal is Krishna, although people do not know it. One who does not know Krishna is misled and is a so-called progressive march is either partial or hallucinatory. There are many who make as their destination different demigods and by rigid performance of strict respective methods. They reach different planets known as Chandraloka, Suryaloka, Indraloka, Mahaloka, etc. But all such lokas or planets being creations of Krishna are simultaneously Krishna and not Krishna. Such planets being manifestations of Krishna's energy are also Krishna. But actually they serve only a step forward for realization of Krishna. To approach the different energies of Krishna is to approach Krishna indirectly. One should directly approach Krishna, for that will save time and energy. For example, if there is a possibility of going to the top of a building by the help of an elevator, why should one go by the staircase, step by step? Everything is resting in Krishna's energy. Therefore, without Krishna's shelter, nothing can exist. Krishna is the supreme ruler because everything belongs to him and everything exists on his energy. Krishna, being situated in everyone's heart, is the supreme witness. The residents, countries or planets on which we live are also Krishna. Krishna is the ultimate goal of shelter, and therefore one should take shelter of Krishna either for protection or for annihilation of his distress. And whatever we have to take, and whenever we have to take protection, we should know that our protection must be a living force. Krishna is the supreme living entity, and since Krishna is the source of our generation, or the supreme father, no one can be a better friend than Krishna. Nor can anyone be a better well-wisher. Krishna is the original source of creation and the ultimate rest after annihilation. Krishna is therefore the eternal cause of all causes.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Krishna, 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 Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Krishna, Krishna, Krishna. Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama. Krishna Krishna Hare Hare Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 No Krishna Krishna Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna.
your language.